Hi, my name is DeMarion Brundage. I am an Alder Dice graduate of 2020. I actually came here to get like my cap and gown, and then all of a sudden I came up here and like I just see a whole lot of people out here with signs. So I just, you know, decided to join. It's actually good because I like to see like the people here like come together for the most part, and I just like seeing how like people of basically different races are here to like support us and everything else, especially through like these situations and everything that's going on. And I'm just actually really happy to see this.
My name is Dakota Castro-Jarrett. I'm a junior at Taylor Alder Dice High School. We organized this event, I guess, to stand in solidarity of the protests that are happening across the country, and also, bring the Alder Dice community together. There's a lot of problems that plague Taylor Alder Dice along with many other schools due to, redlining in Pittsburgh and like the systemic problems that come out of that. So we're kind of here to try to bring the Alder Dice community together, and hopefully, once school starts back again, we'll be able to do, more events like this, and this is just the beginning, this is step one for a larger movement.
Anthony Hall, school counselor here at Pittsburgh Alder Dice High School.
As you all can see, I am a black man. I am a father of black children. I'm a father of black sons. Walk with me for a minute, guys. Close your eyes. You have a 17-year-old student here at Alder Dice. They're on the way home from school. They hear the sirens. Woo-woo! Most of you who have your eyes closed right now don't feel the deep breath that that child takes. Scared out of his mind. We have to wake up. We have to wake up, and we have to be proactive to not allowing this to become a norm any further.
My name is Giovanna Gibson, and I was a former student at Alder Dice. I graduated and now attend Point Park University.
We don't learn about black history that makes us feel powerful and worthy. We learn about the history where we were defeated, enslaved, and scrutinized. That needs to change, and I mean quickly. We have an entire system to deconstruct, not just the police. This movement has begun with protests, but continues with tough conversations. And white America, we demand an ear. Because no man, woman, or child should be afraid to live. No man, woman, or child should be afraid to learn and to thrive. Your system has taught the brightest that they have no chance in our country. And if you are against us, be prepared to be the new minority. Do not forget to donate, sign petitions, and volunteer in your black communities, as well as supporting black businesses. And most importantly, educate yourself, and as well as others around you. It is not the job of black people to teach you how to be respectful and how to treat us like humans.